This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 14th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and wow, through North Carolina, we have been experiencing some beautiful weather, which... What is, we're 14th, we're about a week away from the beginning of spring, but it's unseasonably warm. We've been in the, into 70s, and it's not been getting so cold at night. So maybe for once we'll have an early spring. Usually, in this neck of the woods, it warms up, everything starts to bud and flower, and then we have a big frost and kills everything. But, maybe not. We shall see. Well, we've got, as usual, a lot of information I want to cover. First hour, planning on taking phone calls. All second hour, I'm going to do a COVID update a little later. Kathleen, thanks for a lot of information in the COVID update. I'm going to be sharing from an email that was sent to me by Kathleen. I certainly appreciate that. And several of the audio clips. I've got several I want to share. You know, this week I was really thinking about the power of the television and the media in this country to propagandize, to control and manipulate the people. I turned on the TV to my local news channel, Channel 12 out of Winston. And I kid you not, they were showing, I get probably about 8th grade girls, 14-year-old girls, something like that, playing basketball, and they were wearing masks and shields. I mean, just think about it now. They're wearing masks and shields. The visual of it should be enough for you. But, I mean, nobody's sanitizing the ball. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And as I've been saying here in recent weeks, the vaccine is being rolled out in this area, and people are actually – and I hate to say it because, you know, I guess maybe, you know, I had a little more hope in my fellow man to have a possible little bit of critical thinking, a little logic. But, no, a lot of people in this area, I mean, they're buying into, if you saw the Biden speech, the 10-minute Biden speech, whatever night that was it Thursday night? I don't know. But he done better than I thought. But, I mean, what he said was all about get vaccinated, man. Just get vaccinated, man, so we can all have a barbecue on July the 4th. I mean, and then he had the audacity. He actually, and you know, he leaned into the camera. You could tell how well rehearsed this was, even though he still made a few slip ups. But the attempt of that false sincerity that he cares so much, you know, just get vaccinated so we can get back to normal. And he actually had the audacity to let these words cross his lips. Those of y'all that watched it, he actually said the government's number one job is to protect the people. While he's got the borders wide open, letting people in that they're not even trying to COVID test, because, you know, they know. I mean, they want it to get worse. All this works into their advantage. The recipe is nation-wrecking, and nation-wrecking is what they're doing. And, you know, I one day this week, I caught Governor Abbott of Texas was on the Paul Hannity show, and the radio show. And, I mean, Governor Abbott was really painting a grim picture. I mean, I know some of the guys, hosts from this network, like Stephen Allen, live in Texas and others. But, I mean, he was really painting a grim picture of what's happening in Texas. And he went into how, you know, Biden's government's got them picking them up at the border and scattering them all over the country. And I've got the story. Hopefully we'll get to it. But Biden also has dumped the rules where that Trump had put in place to where, you know, we weren't letting people into the country that would need welfare. It sounds like common sense to me, but again, the recipe is nation wrecking, so we have to continue with the nation wrecking. So also, it's interesting, Cuomo keeps attempting to skate while we watch Kavanaugh just be crucified for a lot less evidence than now they've got on him. But also, I wanted to say quickly before I get started in the news, I heard John the other night talking about the documentary PSYOP, The Steal by Millie Weaver. And, you know, my first thought was, well, you know, I mean, we've seen the Mike Lindell, you know, what more can it have? But I've watched about 30 minutes of it. It's really jaw dropping. I mean, the extent to which the corruption is laid out of what went on in the election. It was a lot of information that I didn't know. And she's got the Zoom calls on there where they're all pre-planning the Capitol riots of January 6th. It's just amazing information. Then you contrast that with some of the stories I've got coming up with the FBI saying, you know, that there's no Antifa there and all this. I mean, it's clown world, extreme clown world in which we live. But all right, to get started, the $1.9 trillion, this is Fox News story, coronavirus relief package that President Biden, I believe he's already signed, this says is set to sign, but I think he's already signed it, includes billions of dollars in debt relief and other assistance to farmers of color. But the incorporation of race-based criteria for that relief is leaving other farmers scratching their heads. Just because you're a certain color, you don't have to pay back the money. I don't care if you're purple, black, yellow, white, gray. If you borrow the money, you have to pay it back. Kelly Griggs, who runs her 1,800-acre farm with her husband in Humboldt, Tennessee, told Fox News in an interview, "My reaction is, where did common sense go?" Griggs said, "We can't strike. We can't stop." That's the part that really sucks. The people in Washington who make decisions for us and our livelihood have probably never stepped foot on a real farm. The relief package includes an estimated $4 billion to pay up to 120% of Black, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American farmers' outstanding debt as of January 1, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The package also designates about $1 billion for equity commissions, agricultural training, improved land access, and other assistance to advance racial justice in farming. Yeah. By denying or delaying Black farmers the same loan subsidies and other payments made to white farmers, USDA engaged in, wait for it, systemic racism that led to dramatic decline in the number of Black farmers. This is not a dispute, John Boyd, the president of the National Black Farmers Association, told Fox News in a statement before the House, before they passed the package. Black farmers accounted for approximately 1/6 of the farmers in 1920, but less than 2% of the farms were run by Black producers by 1917. So here, once again, if you're white, you have to get to the back of the line. This is the reverse discrimination and reverse racism justified by the federal government of the United States. Someone sent me a clip. This is a young man discussing this COVID bill. So let's play audio number 3, please, Kim.
I'll put it up on the screen for you. But he wants to give 32 million acres of farmland to Black farmers only over the next 10 years. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt relief per farmer. Oh, but only if you're a Black farmer. No Hispanic farmers, no Asian farmers, no white farmers, definitely. So $100,000 in debt relief per farmer. I'm going to put that on the screen. They've already put aside $1 billion for minority-owned small businesses, only minority-owned businesses, and it's only actually sounding like only Black businesses. Okay? Yeah, it gets crazy. Hold on. And they got a program where they want to make a whole bunch of Black folks farmers within the next 10, 20 years or whatnot, and they're saying they're going to give 20,000 recipients up to 160 acres of farmland. Now, this is all racist, and this is all in the COVID relief bill. Now, the messed up part is, there's farmers of every race. They're all struggling. You got Hispanic farmers, Asian farmers. Granted, there's not that many, but I'm pretty sure a lot of them are struggling right now. This is racist. Farmers of every race are struggling right now during the pandemic. And to only help black farmers, that's a slap in the face to farmers across the whole United States. But there's more to this. Let me keep reading. Let's get into this. Let me keep reading for you. Hold on. Okay, section 206 of this stupid bill. Recipients who receive land grants shall be eligible for USDA operating loan with interest rates of 0% for the first 7 years and no payments for the first 2 years, 24 months. Also, number two, they will be eligible for a USDA single family home mortgage. Dude, this is crazy. Now, this is Raphael Warnock who proposed this bill. He's the one that actually came up with the idea. A few other Democrats are pushing it. They're supposed to vote today in the Senate on it. The House of Representatives already passed it, of course. Now, he's trying to push this. Dude, this is racism right in the face. Not a lot of people have been picking up the story. The New York Post has picked this up, and then a farming website has picked this up. That's it. Now, Raphael Warnock, him and John Ossoff won the runoff election down in Georgia against Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue back in December 5th.
Okay. So there you have it. Some of the 32 million acres, $1 billion for minority businesses. I mean, we are witnessing now the justification of reverse discrimination, and this is supposed to be okay. Also, I had this story, but I was sent this story too, and I'm going to we'll do it now. The Sun, you know, the-sun.com. ran this story, drop in the bucket, black Americans who will get $25,000 each as part of a $10 million of reparations from the city, says it's not enough. The payout is supposed to make amends for the racist housing policies in the city north of downtown Chicago. It is Evanston, Illinois. The reparation program was established in 2019, but activists don't think it's sufficient. Evanston, Illinois is the first U.S. city to distribute the money meant to help compensate for lack of general wealth and systemic racism. You know, systemic racism is the new word. You know, it came right after social distancing. However, Reverend Michael Neighbors, who is the president of the Evanston NAACP, thinks $25,000 is a drop in the bucket. I mean, you're never going to pay out enough to appease this minority. No matter what you do, no matter how much you give, I mean, allowing the cities to be burnt down last summer wasn't enough either. But, you know, for the government of the United States, I mean, what hypocrisy for the government of the United States to act like that they care so much, you know, that they want to do the right thing so bad that, you know, they're willing to put all this money going to minorities and not help white farmers. I've got a pretty good idea how that will turn out. But maybe white farmers just need to be trans race, you know, go apply for everything and say, I'm trans race. You know, I identify as whatever, pick out the most ridiculous. I guess that is the level of clown world in which we are forced to live now. I mean, with what Joe Biden and his insane administration is doing with regards to women's sports, should make us the laughing stock of the world. Of course, you know, this has all been done through the European nations as well. I mean, there was a caller that called into Fetch's show last Saturday, and I didn't have time to go back and really clip it and do it justice. But it was Lonnie from Canada, and he really made some great points about where we're at today and the attack that is ongoing in all of the European countries, including not only European, but including also Canada, America, and Australia, where the globalists are succeeding at destroying any form of nationalism, especially with regards to the white race, that we may get more into that, because I made some notes about what he said, because it was about 20 minutes long and I didn't have time to play it. But I mean, if you if you think about the fact that globalists are destroying all nationalism, they're openly now creating and justifying a war against whites. They've openly rigged an election right in our face, and Millie Weaver's PSYOP the Steal and Mike Lindell's documentary, I mean, just makes that clear. They're destroying all decent culture, at war with anything like morality, promoting constantly homosexuality and transgenderism, race mixing, and straight-up degeneracy. The destruction of the family, always pushing for more division in society, more division in race and class, and in politics. Justifying endless wars with open borders. Now we're seeing the legislation just destroying the First Amendment, censorship, cancel culture. I've got some more legislation about the Second Amendment that's passing this past week. We have a government that's devoid of justice, devoid of truth, honor, the rule of law, honesty, morality, legitimacy, constitutionality, decency, and devoid of anything that should be followed or allowed to govern our people. And you know, if the government really cared so much about righting wrongs that supposedly has happened, you know, why don't they right the wrongs that's been done to Iraq or Libya? 10 years ago, Libya, Syria, the Koreans, the Vietnamese, Native Americans, the Germans. I mean, you could go on and on if you wanted to look at the history of the United States government. This is coming in from ABC News. This is the hearings that they were having about January 6th. In some cases, they wanted to join the military or police so they would be able to commit acts of violence toward members of minority groups. In others, they plan to join the military or police to learn how to wage war against members of those minority groups. Now, they're talking about that people are joining the police so that they can beat up and be mean to minority groups, white people. Based on the investigation between 2016 and 2020, agents and analysts with the FBI's division in San Antonio concluded that white supremacists and other right-wing extremists would very likely seek affiliation with military and law enforcement entities in the furtherance of their ideologies, according to a confidential intelligence assessment issued late last month. The document obtained by ABC News was distributed to law enforcement agencies both in Texas and elsewhere in the country. It focuses on extremists inspired by the white supremacist publication Siege, which served as motivation for the neo-Nazi group known as Atomwaffen. Among others, the report is titled Siege-inspired actors very likely seek military and law enforcement affiliation, increasing risk of tradecraft proliferation and color of law offenses in the FBI San Antonio area of responsibility. We'll play audio too. I think it'll fit right here, Ken. This is Director Ray of the FBI.
A significant role in the January 6th insurrection.
Certainly, while we're equal opportunity and looking for violent extremism of any ideology, we have not to date seen any evidence of anarchist violent extremists or people subscribing to Antifa in connection with the 6th. That doesn't mean we're not looking, and we'll continue to look, but at the moment, we have not seen that.
Okay, so that was Ray in the hearings. Now, FBI Director Ray on Tuesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee attempted to blame sovereign citizens and militias for the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. Ray received a pat on the head from the ADL for calling the mostly peaceful Capitol protest domestic terrorism. The FBI and the ADL are now becoming one and the same. I mean, is that not incredible? Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what you see. Actually, sovereign citizens and militias caused all of the rioting across the country through 2020. That's what the FBI Chris Ray said. Wow. All right, coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Alternative Media Fair in the studio, and it's just really incredible when you think about the fact that we're living now in a clown world where the media is such a lapdog prostitute, and that all they do is churn out complete falsehoods. And you know, I know we talk about a lot on this broadcast, but it is resonating with a lot of people that completely distrust the media now. And you know, it used to be, I know probably many of you have done it. I've done it several times. It used to be that your politicians, before COVID, you know, they held actual town halls or they showed up places and you could heckle them or ask them questions or really, you know, stick it to them. But now because of COVID, they've all used that for the justification. If they do have a town hall, it's a telephone town hall, and they don't show up anywhere. At least that's the way it is here. You can't. They're using that for the justification. You know, how about when Biden walked down that big long hall all by himself with his good little enslaving mask on? I was hoping he would have two on. I've got the story somewhere if we have time to get to it, where one school district is requiring the students to wear two masks. I mean, I was looking in my local newspaper, and, you know, they're wearing masks playing football. The cheerleaders are wearing masks. I can't imagine what that would have to feel like to try to play a sport like basketball or football and wear a mask. The long-term negative effects that that could have on these young people, who knows? And you know, it's so – I was talking to a parent this week, and his son plays basketball, and he said, you know, they get so sweaty in that mask. And of course, you know, they're not sterilizing the basketball that they're all passing around. And as it's just – but look at how they've taken us here. They've taken us here with the quickness. I mean, you guys see it like I do. I mean, you see people riding around by themselves in a car with a mask on. I mean, it's just – I've seen people, you know – working in their yard, there's nobody. They couldn't throw a baseball and hit somebody, but they've got a mask on, and it's the conditioning and the propaganda to be a good little submissive slave to the system, to not want to be called out for not wearing a mask. I had to go. You know, we're in the middle of a supposed pandemic. I mean, we've had that beat browbeat into our heads, right? I had to go to an urgent care facility this week. I don't know if I didn't have to go for myself. I had to take someone. But anyway, if you have those in your neighborhood, it's a place where you don't have to make an appointment. You can just walk in and see a doctor, and they're pretty well equipped. I mean, you can have an X-ray done, that kind of thing. And they're kind of like little satellites placed out various places. So I go to the urgent care. And lo and behold, no car in the parking lot. Not one, okay? Not a single one. And so I thought the place wasn't even open. But go in, nobody in the lobby. Not one. Nobody there, right? Period. Empty. And, you know, I made jokes like, well, where's all the COVID patients? Aren't we in a pandemic? And, you know, you do have to they won't let you in or do anything there unless you – wear a mask. I did have to wear a mask, but I had to take someone there for some help. So I submitted. I didn't like it, but it just blew my mind. And you know, they really didn't respond. They didn't. I guess they didn't see the humor in it. But I was asking them questions, and a completely vacant urgent care. While simultaneously on the other end of town, they were having a drive-through vaccination, and the people's all down there, they really got a segment of society, not everybody, not the RBN listeners, but they really got a segment of society that believes that malarkey that Joe Biden was spilling, what I think it was Thursday night. But anyway, that, you know, just be vaccinated, man. Just get the vaccine. It's safe. That's what he said. It's safe. Now, when we come back after this break, I'm going to do my COVID-19 update of what's been happening around the world, But when the government of the United States of America is so wants you to get a vaccine because they care so much, that's number one red flag, because I don't trust the government. I don't care who the president is. And then overwhelming evidence, which I'm going to be going into after this next break, which is just the tip of the iceberg of the evidence. And if you need more evidence, go to vaccinehoax.com. I mean, it's all there. There is plenty of evidence about this if you need some to share. It's amazing how those BitChute videos work. They always, I don't have the greatest internet connection, but they always take a long time to load. So I guess that may be a purposeful attack on BitChute, so people will not wait for them to load. I know I did the article, I don't know, 6 weeks ago about the attacks on BitChute because they were saying there was racist videos on there, anti-Semitism, blah, 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 blah. Even Governor Abbott, I believe, this past week had come out about opposing, what was it, Gab or something? One of these kind of offshoots from Twitter that does allow some free speech on there, and saying it had no place in Texas. I mean, it's just amazing the length they'll go to keep people from being able to share ideas or actually have anything like free speech. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I've been thinking about how this is their dream come true, because these diabolical evil maniacs could have this planned several different ways, and just bear with me. They could have this planned to where when people start dropping dead in the months to come from being vaccinated, that they will say, you know, that it's a different strain, a more virulent strain. You know, we're already hearing that, and that, you know, so they died of the novel COVID-20, which I think we'll live to see shortly. But anyway, or they could release something that actually the vaccine protects you from, so they could kill all of us that don't take the vaccine. I've thought about that. You know, have you ran that one across your mind? Who knows? I'm not it could be any. It could be one, then the other, or the either or. But the thing about it is, this is giving the globalists, and obviously they're succeeding with it. Look at the insanity we're living under. And they're going to claim that you're like $5,500 more in debt to the Federal Reserve and send you a check for $1,400. That's a great deal. And I mean, if you get into looking what that $1.9 trillion really got in, it's just total insanity. I mean, we've covered some of it here in the last couple of weeks, but But yeah, this is their endless lockdown, shutdown, like martial law here in the beginning. And they can keep it going forever because they can always, the virus has mutated, or, you know, they can just lie in so many different directions. But to get us started here, the rollout, and this was the stuff that was sent to me by Kathleen. This is RT.com. You can get some news over there. The rollout of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine in Denmark, Estonia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Latvia has been suspended as the health authorities investigate a possible serious side effect in the form of fatal blood clots. Huh. Lester Holt didn't report that this week. On Thursday, Danish Health Minister Magnus, his name is Magnus, Honig tweeted that the country would be suspending the use of the Anglo-Swedish vaccine, which has already come under intense scrutiny across Europe and further afield. The health authorities have, due to the precautionary measures, suspended vaccination with AstraZeneca following a signal of possible serious side effects in the form of fatal blood clots. It's currently not possible to conclude whether there is a connection. The news comes after European Medicines Agency on Wednesday published its views on a number of side effects possibly linked to the administration of the AstraZeneca vaccine in Austria. So, you know, they're covering this up, and I saw the clip played this week. I can't remember which show, but it was saying, it was a news clip, and it was saying like 80% of the people that have had the vaccine have had some sort of negative side effects. Now, I know an 87-year-old gentleman that went and got the first vaccine a couple of weeks ago, got the second yesterday, and he said his arm felt like it was just going to fall off. It hurt so bad. And that's amazing. You can't talk people out of these things. But let's play. There is a news clip that goes along with what's happening in Denmark and Estonia and these other countries. So let's play audio clip number one, please, Kim.
Health authorities in Denmark, Norway, and Iceland suspended the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine shots on Thursday following reports of the formation of blood clots in some people who had received the vaccine. The announcement comes after Austria stopped using a batch of AstraZeneca shots while investigating a death from coagulation disorders and an illness from a pulmonary embolism. Still, the EU's medicine regulator said the vaccine's benefits outweighed the risks and could continue to be administered. Denmark suspended the AstraZeneca shots for 2 weeks after a 60-year-old woman who was given a shot from the same batch used in Austria formed a blood clot and died. Denmark said the suspension was also prompted by reports, quote, of possible serious side effects from other European countries. Some health experts said there was little evidence to suggest the AstraZeneca vaccine should not be administered. One expert told Reuters it's extremely difficult to distinguish a causal effect from a coincidence. AstraZeneca told Reuters in a written statement that the safety of its vaccine had been extensively studied in human trials, and peer-reviewed data confirmed it was generally well tolerated. The drug maker said this week there had been, quote, no confirmed serious adverse events associated with the vaccine. It also said it was in contact with Austrian authorities about the death and would fully support their investigation.
It could just be a coincidence. You get the shot and then, you start having fatal blood clots. But CNN, I apologize for the source, ran a story this past week. Doctors in Norway are investigating the deaths of 23 elderly patients who had received the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, looking into the possibility that adverse reactions to the shot may have contributed to a fatal outcome in some frail patients. But they're telling all the old people that this is what you need to do. The vaccine side effects are rare and usually mild, yeah, but they could include fever, nausea, which could be dangerous in very ill and frail patients. Also, Salt Lake City, during a KUTV investigation into COVID-19 vaccine side effects and where to report them, we found 4 reported deaths followed by a Utah family and their caregivers to the CDC's vaccine adverse effects reporting systems. One case stood out, a 39-year-old single mom from Odgen who died 4 days after her second dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Her family, who is now waiting on an autopsy, held a celebration of life this past week. The Centers for Disease Control, this is AP, and Prevention is investigating the death of a Nebraska man that was ruled to have been caused in part by the COVID-19 vaccine, state health officials reported. Was ruled to have been caused in part the death of the Nebraska man. The man, whose name has not been released, died January 17th. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said late Thursday in a news release. His death came 1 to 2 weeks after he received his first dose of the vaccine. So, you know, none of this is getting any mainstream reporting because, you know, just take the vaccine, man. It's safe. This is coming in from WHRZ.com. Virginia woman who received the Pfizer vaccine on Saturday, January 30th in Virginia, passed away only hours after it was administered, officials said, according to WTKR. Dream Keys, a gifted singer and grandmother of six, was vaccinated with the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine shortly before she found herself unable to breathe and she began vomiting. It was after that that fluids filled her lungs and she died. Doctor's death after COVID vaccine is being investigated. A Florida physician developed an unusual blood disorder shortly after he received the Pfizer vaccine. It is not yet known if the shot is linked to the illness. Yeah. Health officials are investigating the case of a Florida doctor who died from an unusual severe blood disorder 16 days after receiving the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Gregory Michael, a 56-year-old obstetrician in Miami Beach, received the vaccine on December 18th.
Wow.
And died 16 days later from a brain hemorrhage. Wow. And here it is. As students return to campus, Bexley City Schools in Columbus will be handing out 3-ply masks due to recommendations from the CDC claiming 2 masks are better than 1. Unreal. The Bexley City Schools evaluation team discussed compulsory double masking or CDC equivalent thereof, which was adopted by the Board of Education on Friday as a component of the resolution regarding the learning model, blah, 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 blah. So here you've got people that are supposed to be, and I know most of the time they're not all that intelligent, but telling young kids, and I've said it on this broadcast for the last several weeks, I hadn't looked into it to verify this as of late, so when I saw this about 2 weeks ago, there were 15 states that hadn't had a death of anyone under 18, supposedly due to COVID. And I know it's hard to believe when you're falling off ladders and landing on your head and dying of COVID-19, or you're drowning in water and it's COVID-19, or you're hit by a drunk driver and you died of COVID-19. We've seen all those reports. And, you know, even that type of reporting that used to be something you'd hear here on RBN is even mainstream. Like I may have said this last week, I heard one of the fill-ins on Rush Limbaugh talking about he knew someone that had died from a head trauma in a bad accident, and the death certificate was COVID-19, and he was going down through a litany of these. So, I mean, even Joe Normie is hearing this information that the federal government and the state governments are all purposely ramping up the numbers, which, of course, is what they use for the justification of these insane lockdowns, which have never been done in history before. There's even a story, and it's needtoknow.news, which is a really good website. Recently, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas published a video of Mark Zuckerberg himself, filmed in July 2020, apparently discussing vaccines in a way that would get his claims removed on Facebook right now, as the social media platform is censoring so-called false claims about COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines and claims that the vaccines change people's DNA, Zuckerberg said. But I do just want to make sure that I share some caution on this, because we just don't know the long-term effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. That's what Mark Zuckerberg said. So he knows. He knows the truth, obviously. There's a video that goes with this. I'm not going to have time to play it. I think there's a video that goes with it. Yeah, there is. But But so he knows, but now you can't post on Facebook. You couldn't post on Facebook them deaths that I don't think you could. I mean, I don't post nothing to Facebook. But they want to silence any anti-vaxxers. But Mark Zuckerberg himself knows that we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. You reckon they don't know? I mean, this is the most insane thing. If you really tilt your head back and you think of what the governments in this world are doing to the people, and, you know, it's the front line, like a war, you know, the front line. Here in this neck of the woods, they've been having these, like, plane formations, and they fly over low. They report what route they're going, and everybody's supposed to stand outside, and it's like a tribute to the frontline virus warriors. You know, they're the frontline workers. And it's surreal. Blows my mind. Well, let's continue. O'Keefe then shows Zuckerberg discussing this with Fauci in November, where Fauci clears up for him that the vaccine will not change someone's DNA because it is in the nucleus of the cell, and sticking something foreign in the cell will ultimately get clear. That's if you believe stuff that Fauci goes around and tells. James O'Keefe has just dropped another Facebook insider video, this time of Mark Zuckerberg himself apparently discussing vaccines in a way that would get his claims removed from Facebook. Okay, so you can go to needtoknow.news and you can watch that video. I probably should have planned to have played that today. But I mean, we know they know. And I guess they know that some of us know. But they have got a plan. And I know I've talked about this every week now for the last several weeks. But I'm going to say it again because more and more information is coming out about the pre-plan of vaccine passports. And, you know, we're seeing it implemented in various ways in various countries. And me personally, I believe this is the rollout of the incrementally getting people used to the terminology. And, you know, oh, well, if I want to go see that concert, I've got to have my COVID passport. Well, I guess, you know, I'm going to get the shot. You know, an incremental way to get as many people as possible really forced into getting the vaccine, whether they like it or not. There's a popular radio show here in this area. It's called the Casey O'Day Show. And I was tuned into it the other morning, and the debate was, should your employer be able to mandate that you get vaccinated? And I thought, I was waiting. I was like, oh, yeah, people's going to be knocking this in the head probably. People were calling in. They were saying stuff like this right here. They were saying, well, you know, if my employer, you know, this guy worked at some sort of factory. I forgot what they made, but whatever. And he was saying, you know, if my employer doesn't force everybody to get the vaccine and then there's a COVID-19 outbreak, then he could be liable and be sued, you know. So there's liabilities involved here. And this person thought, and of course they had already been vaccinated, said that they thought that it should be mandatory, and that way, you know, everybody would have it and there wouldn't be, this would all go away. Of course, he'd, you know, succumb to the propaganda. But most of the phone calls, my point is, most of the phone calls by far, and of course they were screening them, I'm sure, so they were getting the results they want. You know how this works. But most of the calls that they aired were people saying, you know, I think all the school teachers should have it. I think all the police should have it. I think all the, you know, this, I'm telling you what some of these people, I think all the school children should be vaccinated. I mean, I saw on the news the other night, I guess this was in Winston, and somebody had a mask on a child, looked like they were about 8 months old. I mean, just unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, this is the mindset that a lot of people's got. And then the other thing is they're using this incrementally to justify trying to come after everybody. If you think about the, you know, you're an electrician and you go in people's houses, do service calls. Well, we can mandate all of them have to be vaccinated. A plumber, they need to be vaccinated. I mean, they can't get everybody because there's a lot of people self-employed and this type of thing, but they can use this for the justification of getting a majority of the population. But, you know, it's incredible. Well, I'm going to move on from that for the sake of time, and I wanted to get this in. Following Thursday's House passage of a Democrat gun control bill, Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced a ban on 205 assault weapons. The legislation, called the Assault Weapons Ban of 2021, is co-sponsored by 34 Senate Democrats. It would also ban ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Feinstein's ban would allow current owners of assault weapons to retain possession of them, but if the gun is transferred, a person must undergo an FBI background check before receiving the firearm. Isn't that interesting? They care so much about guns that you have to go through an FBI background check, you know, if you want to pass one, sell one to your neighbor or whatever. But people can just walk into the country freely, and they don't even have to be checked for COVID-19 and can be bussed all around the country. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. Back in moments.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In the studio saying I am a conspiracy factualist, everyone else is a reality theorist. And looking at some of the gun ban legislation coming down the pike, how about that sinister, that would be the proper word, Senator Feinstein. Let's see, Feinstein announced her ban, stating it's been 17 years since the original assault weapon ban expired and the plague of gun violence continues to grow in this country. To be clear, this bill saves lives. When it was in place from 1994 to 2004, gun massacres declined by 37% compared with the decade before. After the ban expired, the number of massacres have rose by 183%. In contrast, the Department of Justice National Institute of Justice issued a report indicating the 1994 assault weapons ban did not reduce crime. So, I mean, you can just contrast the fact that you've got an administration that wants to take your guns away from you, but wants to let illegal aliens from countries that we're told we shouldn't even go to, like Guatemala and Honduras because of the pandemic, come in unchecked and then be bussed all across the country. Now, if Governor Abbott, some of the things that he was saying on the Paul Hannity show, I mean, this looks like a real crisis. I just think if I was the governor of Texas, I just think I could give the federal government the finger. No matter what, keep your money, keep whatever, and I could secure the border. I just think I could do it. Maybe those times, I mean, if it's like that, if the governors, I mean, if they can't secure their own border from illegal aliens, I mean, what good is it, you know? We will see. It'll be interesting, too, next hour. I've had a couple of emails. I'm gonna take phone calls all next hour. If any of you guys are in Texas and want to give an update on what's actually happening there, especially if you're near the border, I would be interested in knowing. Just a little bit more of the insanity before we go to the next hour. A New York City private school has issued guidance suggesting that phrases like mom and dad and boys and girls should be avoided in a push to make the campus more inclusive. Grace Church School. Wow. Grace Church School said in its 12-page Grace Inclusive Language Guide was designed to provide staff with language that fits the school's mission. Man, at some point, this insanity has to be stopped. While we recognize hateful language that promotes racism, homophobia, and other forms of discrimination are already addressed in our school handbooks, we also recognize that we can do more than ban hateful language. We can use language to create welcoming and inclusive spaces. The guide addresses the way we can remove harmful assumptions from the way we interact with each other. The school says the phrase such as boys and girls or ladies and gentlemen should be replaced with words like people, folk, or friends. It says that students should be asked how they identify instead of assuming their gender based on their appearance or their clothing. This is an NBC News story. The document also states that mom and dad should be replaced with words like grown-up folks or family. George Davison, head of the school, said via email Thursday the guide was posted in September. Blah, 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 blah. 512-248-8252 if you'd like to call in. 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.